If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Susan Spencer Wendell, the author of Until I Say Goodbye, My Year of Living with Joy. It's published by HarperCollins. Susan's husband, John Wendell, is our guest here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Now back to Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
John, the website is SusanSpencerWendell.com, and of course the book is available at Amazon and at all of the, and I understand that the big box stores, which often have them cheaper, such as Walmart and Costco and Target. And I don't very often say this is one book I would recommend everyone get, but this is just such stimulating, poignant, and thought-provoking writing. It basically says, how do you want to die? What do you want to do when you know you have only 1 year left? And how do you make it, if you will, as meaningful for you and for your family as you can? How much were you involved in planning the trip to Kleinfields, which is the wedding, the wedding gown store in New York City, where your wife took your 14-year-old daughter?
Actually, I didn't have much. I wasn't involved much in that one because I was still working at the time, full time, and she was here, and that was actually during the summer. And her sister, who's a she's a college professor, and so she was off during the summer, and they planned the trip. They actually was Susan and her sister, and my daughter went on the trip, and so I was still here. I didn't plan that one, but they had a great time there. And it was
because I was going to say you didn't get much play in that chapter.
No, I got to stay home with the boys.
And on the other hand, it's clear from, for example, with Cyprus in the news so much, I learned an awful lot about Cyprus from this book that I didn't know from the monetary news and the news of its banks. You clearly played a role in that. And I love some of the places that you chose to go, both of you, and how you chose them.
Well, Cyprus, of course, and that was hunting down the family of her now deceased biological father. And so there's that whole element to the book. It kind of reads like a mystery story because of her trying to track down these various relatives. So that was interesting. Yeah, finally tracking his family down in Cyprus. And then, of course, she wanted to go see the Northern Lights. And so, dog sledding in the Yukon with her best friend. And then she and I made a trip to Budapest to celebrate our 20th anniversary. And we had lived there when we first got married. So that was special to go back and see our old stomping grounds and see old friends.
Now, what is her feeling, if you will, about ALS and can you, I don't know how she feels about it now and anything is she bitter for having it happen to her? Is she joyful that she's had this chance for the 1 year and did use it so meaningfully? And she literally typed the last, I think, paragraph out on an iPhone 1 using just her thumb. Amazing.
Actually, the majority of the book was written on her iPhone, using just one thumb. But that's the thing. There's no sort of bitterness or self-pity involved there. I mean, she made up her mind very early on. Hey, I'm going to face this. This is the hand I'm dealt. I'm going to play it. And that's how she's approached it. And it's made all the difference because when I wake up in the morning and I roll over and I see her smiling, then I figure, well, hey, I can smile too and get through this. And so that's, like I said, that's made all the difference was her attitude toward it. And there's no bitterness. Were we in different circumstances? If we didn't have the kids, then we might have gone more the route to, find a cure or get involved in one of the studies or that kind of thing for treatments. but she really, just given the fact that it is ALS, just wanted to focus on spending her time with family.
Gotcha. And we should say that the neurodegenerative diseases, and the one obviously that Las Vegas leads us to, is in fact the chronic traumatic encephalopathy that boxers and mixed martial artists get. And the NFL, so we're involved in doing studies with them on prevention of it, as well as early treatment of that form of it. But it goes also with the Alzheimer's disease, which is the motivating factor behind this and its large prevalence. But all of the neurodegenerative diseases, including ALS, are under study. And the problem we've had as a society, as a group, if you will, is the brain is always has been the toughest to work in, the toughest to understand, and where we have seen least progress, except for with stroke, which is really a blood vessel disease. And so when you prevent heart disease, the same things go to prevent stroke, as opposed to the neurodegenerative diseases, which look like they have immune basis or inflammatory bases that are different from other things we in medicine and science have tried to get at. John, thank you very much for doing the interview. I can tell you this is a very powerful book, Until I Say Goodbye. It is going to be one of my favorites and stay on my bookshelf. Until I Say Goodbye, the website, Susan Spencer, SpencerWendel.com, or obviously pick it up at your local. It's a great book to give to anyone, but I think anyone who is thinking about what am I going to do after I've retired, what am I going to do, this is a great book to, in fact, think about and learn from. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
And now we're going to do the Real Age Tip of the Week. And we don't have much time, so we're going to do it quickly. Why sitting too long can kill you. In fact, a recent study of more than 200,000 adults, 45 and over, for 3 years, looked at those who sat 11 or more hours per day and compared them to other people. If you sit 11 or more hours per day, you have almost a 50% increase in dying in the next 3 years compared to those who sit only 4 hours today. What can you do? Well, if you work at a desk, it's stand up. If you work at a desk, use a treadmill desk. If you work at a desk, don't go home and sit. That is, be as active as you can at all other times. Many of us, we get home, we get stressed, we just lay down or just watch TV or just veg out or eat out, and we don't eat healthy things. So the key is, take every time you're going to watch TV, make sure during the commercials.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.